American flags are coming down at city facilities today as U.S. tariffs on Canadian goods kick in. Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall ordered the flags removed as American tariffs of 25% on all Canadian goods began Tuesday, signaling a trade war between the two nations. "This is the flag of the Commander-in-Chief, the U.S. President, who is threatening our sovereignty, our security, our right to self-determination and freedoms," Nuttall said. "He is threatening our jobs, the finances of families, and attempting to take food off our tables. Effective immediately, I have instructed the City of Barrie staff to remove United States flags from all city-owned facilities," he added. "Shall the decision by President Donald Trump be reversed, we will discuss while it is appropriate to put the United States flags back up at our facilities." The tariffs went into effect at midnight. Nuttall noted that on January 29, 2025, City Council approved a motion to call on the Canadian government to remove any impediments to municipalities preferring discounting American companies for capital projects and supplies. "These decisions reflect our dedication to supporting local businesses and standing up for the best interests of our residents," the mayor said. Barrie ranks 19th out of 41 Canadian cities in terms of vulnerability to United States tariffs, according to the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. Its Business Data Lab's American Tariffs Exposure Index research looked at Statistics Canada export numbers in light of Trump's threat, which is now kept, to impose 25% across-the-board tariffs on all goods entering the country from Canada. The Business Data Lab says 90.3% of all of Barrie's exports go to the United States. That had a value of $766.8 million in 2023, according to the lab, and 276 Barrie companies export their goods to the United States. According to the Canadian Chamber's Business Data Lab, St. John, NB, Calgary, Alta, and Windsor, Ont, are the Canadian cities most vulnerable to U.S. tariffs. Sudbury is the least vulnerable Canadian city, followed by Kamloops and Nanaimo, BC. Toronto, Canada's largest city, is 27th most vulnerable.